concerned about. In yesterday's Dhamma talk, Seattle elaborated about Viti, which is a Pali word meaning literally sequence. In the context, Seattle was mentioning about the sequence of thoughts that appear when one sees a thing. If you think carefully, then just seeing a thing comprises of 14 sequences. You do not have to remember the details or the Pali terms and words, and Seattle will use both the proper Pali term as well as the Burmanized Pali terms, which means these Pali words has been adapted into the Pali language. So when you say kusala, then Seattle will also say kudo. One is a true Pali word and the other one is a Burmanized form, so they are equivalent. So what are the 14 steps? When one does not think about anything in particular, it is like one is sleeping. Then that thought moment is known to be bhavenga. And that is what happens most of the time. So it's like one is sleeping or slumbering. Nothing happens. But all of a sudden, one gets attention. And one starts to contemplate. And then one sees. And then one accepts it. And then one wants to investigate what it is. So until that moment, they are just sequences leading to kusala and akusala. They have not happened yet. Then the decisive moment is when one tries to decide whether that sight is lovable, whether it is has to do with hatred, whether one wants to accept it, or whether one wants to be kind to others. At that moment, depending on one's decision, then one can accumulate akusala or unwholesome deeds, if one gets angry or if one gets greedy and so on. But one can also accumulate kusala, wholesome deeds, if one is compassionate and kind and have good thoughts. And after that, it is said that there is something called javana or zo in Burmese that happens for 7 thought moments. That is generally what happens. And afterwards, then you calm down, and the last 2 thought moments are known as Dada Ramana. So what we consider as just seeing is explained in the literature as a thought sequence of 14 steps. What is important is, among them, there are 7 thought moments where one can accumulate wholesome deeds or where one can accumulate unwholesome deeds. The same thing happens for all the other senses. When you see, when you hear, when you smell, when you taste or eat, when you touch something, or when you think, there is a thought sequence of 14 thought moments. And of them, if one is not careful, then there are moments where one can accumulate kusala and akusala deeds. So what about people like you who are practicing vipassana meditation? If you don't have concepts called like pinyata, if you don't think as in terms of names, labels, and forms, but just keep your mind on that moment, then you are not likely to have akusala, unwholesome deeds. And if you are very careful, then in the process, you will get knowledge, wisdom. So that is what Searo explained yesterday. And if one knows better, then one don't have to utter words like anicca, impermanence, dukkha, unsatisfactoriness or suffering, anatta, no self, no soul. Instead of reciting things, one will know true firsthand what they are because they are the true nature of things.
So even though we say that there are 14 thought moments in the sequence, they are not exactly identical. The first step is called avasana, which is common. But in the second step, you have to substitute with the appropriate jnana, wisdom, or vijnana, knowing. Because if it has to do with seeing, then it is known as you need to have sakku vijnana to comprehend the sight. To comprehend the hearing, then you need similar stuff called thota vijnana. For the smell, you need gana vijnana. For the taste, you need zema vijnana. For the touch, you need kaya vijnana. And for the thought, you need mano vijnana. The step is the same, but the name and the thought process involved has to do with the sense and sense door that you are dealing with. But they are the same. And in that 14 sequences, the important step is where you start to decide whether you like something, whether you are attached to something, whether you hate something, or whether you are compassionate towards that thing. And depends on that decision, then you can accumulate kusala, wholesome deeds, or akusala, unwholesome deeds. The instruction for vipassana meditation in the literature is quite simple. It is said, when you see, just note that you are seeing. It should be just enough. By that means, you do not go into details such as, I am seeing a person, I am seeing a thing, and so on. Because if you do that, then you are trying to note piññātā, concepts, names, labels, and forms. What you have to do in vipassana meditation is just to know what it is without any mentioning of the piññātā concepts. Then you will notice the true nature of things, which is known in Pali as paramattha, or ultimate reality, or the truth. So, Searo mentioned that most people, ordinary people, will not be able to see or know that there are 14 steps in each thought sequence. Most of us think that they were just seeing something without the details. It is due to Buddha's knowledge that we are able to understand that the thought sequence has discrete steps and 14 in all. And Searo is just trying to convey back what Buddha mentioned it years ago. The important stuff is that during the process, if one just follows the true instructions of Buddha, then one should not notice or be careful about the piññātā concepts, names, and labels. One should just know things as they really are, as they happen at that moment, and just enough, then you will notice paramattha. And if you do that, there is no chance that akusala, unwholesome deeds like lobha, greed, or attachment, dosa, being angry or do not want, not satisfied with things, and moha, delusion, they can never happen in any one of these thought processes. That is important. So when somebody says, note it carefully and quickly, and just note at that instant, it is not an easy task for most beginners, because one cannot note quickly. Because things happen so quickly that after the 14 thought sequences, then the bhavanga will normally come, which is similar to when one gets relaxed back and are almost like sleeping. Most beginners or those who are not know the vipassana meditation at that moment will go into another kind of thought process. They are likely to ask, what was that? What it is? And they will start to either ponder or analyze. So here again, there are thought moments, but instead of 14, there are now only 10 moments. The first one is, as usual, is called Asavana, where you begin the contemplation. And it is followed by the 7 Zavanas in the middle, and at the end, there are 2 Dharanas. So Siyaro says that even here, if one is careful, then one will not get attached with this piñata, just the concepts. One will just see the true nature of things called paramatta. So what is the difference between this thought sequence and the other thought sequence? The main thing is time. In the first thought sequence, the yogi or a person is noting about things that are happening at that moment. So it has to deal with that present tense. So you note as things happen. And after that, that thing will disappear. There will no longer be a sight or a sound. But what the yogi or the person is now contemplating is a sight that he had seen earlier or a sound that he had heard before. So now he is actually contemplating on the past, what happened in the past. So that is the main difference. But in both cases, if the yogi is careful and just note what is happening, then he or she will be seeing paramatta, the true nature, and not just look at piñata concepts. So for most people, the contemplation process does not end there. They are likely to get into the second phase of this contemplation process. Here again, there are 10 steps in the thought sequence. But what is different now is that that person starts to see piñata. The main thing that happens in this is they start to think of as forms or pictures. Then one will see, instead of a sight, one will see as a person, or one will have a picture of a house or a car. So you start to visualize what you see. So this is no longer paramatta. This is piñata, names and concepts. Some people will not end there, and they fall again and do the third kind of contemplation. In that process, there are still 10 steps, but the main difference is now the person tries to attach a name or a label. Then this is the name of the person, kind of stuff. So what is happening is that although there are the 3 processes of this contemplation, the very first one, if you are careful, then you can still observe paramatta. But the second and third, because they involve piñata, then you are likely to either like them or hate them or have some emotion attachment to it. And so you will likely to accumulate akusala, unwholesome deeds. So, in summary, even when you see something, there can be four different things happening. The first one is a simple act of seeing, which consists of 14 steps. Then, if you don't stop there, then you go into the first contemplation phase of 10 steps. And if you don't end there, then you are likely to have the second contemplation step, where you start introducing shapes and forms. And if you don't stop there, then you enter into the third contemplation phase, where you start naming things and so on. So even seeing is explained in the literature as having like it could be up to four distinct cases. So according to Vipassana meditation, using the Satipatthana, you are asked to note things as they happen. When you see, just note that you are seeing. When you hear, just note that you are hearing. What is the purpose? The purpose is to make sure that by noting things that they happen, then the second and third contemplation processes will not happen. That means there is no chance that you will ponder about what the shapes are and what the names are. And so you will not get involved or bogged down with piñata concepts, and you will just know the paramatta. So that is the principle, but it is not easy to follow by the beginners. Why? Because when you start practicing Vipassana meditation, then the level of sati awareness, samadhi concentration, and jnana wisdom are quite low. So with that, then it is not possible to see things as they are. And one can often just get bogged down in piñata concepts as well. But if you persevere, if you note with due diligence, then you will get to a higher level of sati awareness, samadhi, concentration, and paññā wisdom. Sierra may note that in the beginning interviews, then some yogis will say that their mind is wandering all the time. But a few days later, the same yogis will say that their minds no longer wander, because now they have sati awareness and samadhi concentration. So you learn from experience that with practice, one gets better and better. And if one gets really high, then one will easily be able just to not note the piñata concepts, but just concentrate on things that truly happen. So, at that instance, then the yogis will no longer care what the shapes are. They will no longer have to note what the names and labels of the objects are. And gradually, the yogi will not mention all the concepts, but they will know things that are happening at that moment. They will try to note the tension in their bodies. They will note things being hot or cold, the sensation. They will note about aches and pains. They will know about agitation, and so on. But instead of naming shapes, forms, and things, they will be able to see things that they are truly are, and at that time, they are said to know Paramattha, ultimate reality. So what is the purpose of practicing Vipassana meditation? The purpose is to know firsthand, clearly, the true nature of rupa and nama, physical and mental phenomena. So if you think carefully, you will know that instead of a body, there are just physical and mental phenomena. When you are asked to note the rising and falling of the abdomen, then in the beginning, you will probably see the abdomen or part of that body. But as you progress along, then instead of seeing the body part, then you will just see the true nature of things. So in Pali, it is known as lakkhana, which can be translated as a mark or a characteristic. So there are characteristics that are common to things, and there are some special characteristics. So some yogis will say in the interview that I am noting rupa, nama, elements, and so on. Sayara said that those yogis are not seeing things firsthand. They are either reciting what they have read before or what they have heard before, and that is known as tuta maya jnana. It's a knowledge that one acquires, like general knowledge, by reading and writing and thinking. But if the yogi says that I can sense the tension in my body and I can see the heat in my body, rather than saying I have seen the patavi, earth element, and tezo, fire element, then the teacher who is doing the interview will know that the yogi is on the correct path, because the yogi is no longer talking just the terms, concepts, pinyata, like patavi, abho, tezo, vayo. They are needed to explain what they are, but what is more important is not the names themselves, but their nature. So what we call patavi means things that are hard, that are soft, that are gentle. And if we can note those characteristics, then we are truly seeing what is patavi or earth element. Similarly, when there is fluidity, cohesion, and so on, then we are noticing the characteristics of abho, water element. When we are noticing heat and cold and so on, then we are noticing the true characteristics of tejo, commonly called the fire element. And then when we note that things are stiff, or when there are movements, then we are noting the true characteristics of vayo, which we normally call the air element. The names are just there to explain stuff, but what we really see from practicing Vipassana meditation is the true characteristics of these elements. Once you know this, then you are not just reciting from memory or from your knowledge, but you are seeing things as they truly are. You are set to have the right view, which in Pali is known as Samadhi. Now you don't see the wrong view. you are not attached to this piñata or concepts, and you are on the right path, and the path is called Megin. So you are said to be at the stage where you know Samadhi Megin. So the important stuff is when there are five senses, even the mind has its own characteristics that is able to note stuff. So what you are trying to do is to avoid trying to rely and say piñata concepts, but to persevere and see and get vipassana jnana, the wisdom that enables us to see things as they truly are. So you should try to work hard, persevere, and note carefully. So you have been listening to today's installment of the sutta known as Daru Kando Pama Sutta. The example using the log floating in the Ganges River as a simile, and which is subtitled that you can be liberated while noting. So let's face Nibbana, or let's get liberated by noting incessantly. So you have been listening to this Dhamma talk, and you have practiced fervently. You have practiced dana, charity, sila, morality, and bhavana, vipassana, meditation. And you have Dhamma Savana Kusala, listening to this Dhamma talk. And so may you get on the path to gaining more insight knowledge, vipassana knowledge, and may you get what you cherish most, that is Megha Phala Jnana, path, fruition, and liberation. And with that, we end today's Dhamma talk.